The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
To our shapeshifter this evening, Eyewitness News keeping tabs, if you missed it, on these comments from Dr. Zweli Mkhize this evening. He is the health minister, you should know this by now, saying we need to prevent super spreader events that may arise. I saw today that Plett had cancelled the official Rage event that was scheduled for January for Matrix. And I mean, Matrix have had the worst of years. They really have. Matrix, this is meant to be the sort of the pinnacle of of 12 years of schooling, in some cases a little more. But you're meant to be the big players. You're meant to be playing your sports, and you're meant to be, you know, in your dramas and choirs and everything else and getting great academic results. And this year has been tough, absolutely tough. And now being told, nope, you can't go and do what Matrix have traditionally done for the last 20 or 30 years. And people are annoyed. So they're going out, they're having parties. And the biggest rates of infections are happening in teenagers between 15 and 19. That's where the big spike is happening in South Africa at the moment. And so, yeah, but it looks like the government is going to, I mean, just reading between the lines, one doesn't want to spread panic or concern. Maybe one does. Maybe that gets better behavior going. But one has to see some tighter restrictions coming by. It's certainly in hotspots where COVID-19 is at risk of spreading at higher rates. It's a deep, deep, deep concern. Boniswa Pezisa is the chief executive at Network BBDO. I've never understood why an advertising agency, Boniswa, would have such a complicated name. And it's a hashtag in the middle of network as well. BBDO, it's so hard. You say it every day. For those of us on the outside, it's very hard to say BBDO. How long have you been at Network BBDO?
I've been at Network for 24 years. Can you count? Sure. Over 24, in fact. And the company's been going on for 26, or just over 26 of those years. So, yeah, I'm immense there.
How did you get into advertising? How did it all start?
I wanted to get into business when I was growing up. I really wanted to be a business person, coming from Soweto. And I did a marketing diploma, and the rest is history, honestly. Through marketing, I fell in love with advertising, the creative side, and I love everything about advertising, the clients, the people, the energy, and my big love is the teamwork that comes with advertising, because you can't do it alone. You need the team around you, and I enjoy that, and it's my passion.
There are a couple of geniuses in advertising who think they do it all by themselves. Of course, some massive creative brains in advertising. But it's a complicated business. I mean, there are so many vested interests in any sort of campaign, I suppose, from agency to client to individuals within both. There's a huge amount of politics that goes into it, is my reading of an industry I don't know particularly well. But it can get very complicated.
Bruce, it's a typical commercial entity. However, because our work has quite a wide value chain, starting from clients and its stakeholders, getting into agency, no one person does it all alone. It's absolutely a very big chain. And on the side, you've got the media owners like yourselves. You've got the media buyers, the other agencies. It's a huge chain. And when it works and works very, very well, I heard you talking to Wendy Nola about the Jungle Oats jingle this morning.
Jingle Oats, not Jungle Oats. It's called Jingle Oats.
Okay, Jingle Oats. When that value chain works, it works like a machine. And you've just experienced that.
Isn't it beautiful just how it goes? 24 hours and there's this turnaround and a piece of creative, which is, I mean, look, you can poke holes in it if you want to, but you've got to admit that it is just a wonderful piece of advertising.
Yes, absolutely. And so in that value chain, you have the client, you have the agencies, you have the media agency that's booked, and the media that's agreed to have this all done in 24 hours. It's fantastic. And that's when it really works. And I love that about advertising, because you can be absolutely spontaneous. You can mobilize people. You can inspire. You can educate. It's a multifaceted business.
You're clearly very much involved in the business side. Were you ever involved in the creative aspect of advertising, where a lot of the sweat happens, where people have got to come up with great campaigns?
You can't be at the level that I'm at without starting at that level and really picking up the brief from client, picking up the envelopes, buying dinner for the creative team. So I'm not a creative as in the coloring in person, but I'm highly conceptual. So, and also I'm quite intuitively aligned with this sector and this passion. So you get a sense when it's going to work and you know it's going to work and you support it and you put all the rationale around it to and the insights to assist the agency and the client to get it out there in the marketplace.
What makes it work? What makes advertising work? We know half of advertising doesn't work. What makes the other half work?
I tell you, Bruce, what really, really makes it work is when things get together, when the client is truly, truly in sync with the agency and we are all aligned and we all believe it is ours, not the agency's work or the client's work, then that it works. And there is no better recipe than that.
Who's your favorite child? No, that's the question, really. I mean, is there one particular campaign or client that you've worked with over the years that's really stood out, who's really got you, who's really, you've just gelled and it's just been wonderful?
Bruce, it's difficult to have one, especially with someone with like myself who's had a career of over 30 years. But there are campaigns that are truly, truly memorable in my mind, and some not even done by Network BBDO, because the sector is so broad and there are such great players. So the one that I was personally involved in and it stays in my mind, and it's because it shifted thinking and perceptions and how the market viewed what was called or is called the black market, is the Metro FM campaign back in the late 90s, which was, it basically says what makes you black. So it was quite provocative. And it repositioned the way the black sector is being looked at and really perceived as a viable commercial majority that can really move brands, and it was quite provocative because it says what makes you black, and it goes into all the it feels like it's going to go into this political diatribe about what makes you black, and then it basically says it's your soul, because Metro FM is a music station and they soulful music, etc. Yeah,
no, so but I mean, for anybody who wasn't around 25 years ago, I mean, people like Alistair Sparks, for example, lost his job as editor of the Rand Daily Mail because he was writing articles in the late 80s and early 90s that were too black. And he was saying, but this is the majority of the people in the country. And they're like, no, but black people don't have money to buy stuff and you're going to antagonize advertisers. And so, you know, if you wonder why it was provocative, well, I suppose that's the context in which it was launched.
Yeah, it's a sad reality of our country, honestly, because when we say it was a majority without the financial power, we're looking at the propensity to buy. But if you put that market collectively, it really is a very strong power. So that's why we had to do things like that. And I guess my other one was the Brand South Africa campaign that was also done in the early 2000s. Which is I woke up in a country that says, which was really about instilling pride in South Africa and reminding us of where we've come from. I remember when I worked on that campaign, I felt like I was playing for my country because you were doing a campaign for the country. So that stands out. And then there are other campaigns. I mean, the car that beats the Benz is Yeah.
Classic.
Okay.
Classic.
And then the revisit to Chapman's Peak. You know, there's quite interesting campaigns that have been done. The latest one from Fox P2 that just won the Grand Prix, which is the 16 days of light instead of 16 days of activism, talking about gender-based violence over this period of COVID. It's also spine-chilling and really great. So there's a lot. And I'm cherry picking the ones that resonate
sure.
with my heart.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The question,
you go back, sorry, and I'll keep quiet now. If you go back to the campaigns that were done for 702 back in the day by Ogilvy, if you remember those campaigns with John Beggs, that outdoor campaign, it's still a standout outdoor campaign in my mind. I don't remember any other outdoor campaign that was like that.
Great advertising it creates memories. But the question I'm going to come back to in a moment with Boniswa Pezisa, the chief executive at Network BBDO. See, I can say it easier now. Do ads reflect reality in a society, or do they, to great advertising, influence change? Does great advertising actually cause societal and political and social change? Let's get to that in a moment.
The Money Show.
Shapeshifters.
Boniswa Pezisa is the chief executive at Network BBDO. The Lurie's inducted Boniswa into its Hall of Fame. Was that a big deal for you? I mean, does that sort of symbolize a pinnacle of career success in your mind, Boniswa?
Yeah, Bruce, it is an honor. It is, I call it for me, a service award, because on my part, it's truly the service and my contribution to the sector. So it is a big deal. Not many people have had it. There's been about 16 people who've had it in South Africa to date. So it is a big deal. And also to be recognized by your peers is a bigger recognition than any other recognition.
No, I agree with you. I mean, going into the break there a moment ago, I asked whether or not ads, good ads, do they reflect the reality that we're in, or can they truly shape the future? If advertising is designed to get you to buy something, can it get you to buy a social project, a plan, a hope, an aspiration, a dream that can change society for the better?
Advertising has the power to do that because it works very, very well, it should be steeped into culture. It should be aligned with culture, sometimes lead culture or follow culture or amplify what is happening out there. And resonate with people. So I'll remind you of when Cell C launched back up against the two well-established, what I would call the two duopolies, as in MTN and Vodacom. And Cell C had to find a niche. If you remember their campaign, it was the per second billing, because they had to challenge the status quo. And so it planted in the mind of a consumer that, I'm not just being robbed by other people. So in so doing, you create this dissonance in consumers, and therefore you begin to lead a concept of consumerism in consumers' minds. So you can do that with advertising. And sometimes when done properly, it also can introduce peace. And I don't know if you remember the peace campaign that was done. That was an advertising campaign just before 1994. And that was to really help South Africa during the times when we were murdering each other. We had Bupatong and whatever, divisions and racism and tribalism were big issues in those days. And through an ad campaign with those two peace doves and the badges that we wore, and we put it on our bumper stickers, etc., was to re-energize us and refocus us as a nation. So advertising can play many facets of a wide role and a very deep role in society, in mobilizing and inspiring and educating society accordingly. So you can hear I'm a true ad person through and through.
No, absolutely.
I drink my Kool-Aid.
I'm just wondering whether or not advertising, because, I mean, we're not fixing COVID. We're not behaving in a way that fixes COVID. And I'm just wondering what sort of advertising campaign could really change the course of COVID. Because if we can change behaviors with advertising, we can then influence COVID outcomes. I mean, how do we fix this problem right now, Boniswa?
Bruce, it's not a quick solution because COVID is quite, it's slightly complicated. A year ago when you sneezed, I said, bless you. Now when you sneeze, I run away from you.
There's a big, get out!
Yes, run! It's quite confusing. Yeah. When you cough, we all run away from you. In the past, we used to say, are you all right? So that's the challenge of this disease. And we haven't gone into just those basic insights in terms of communicating it broadly and widely. Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm going to point a finger at the South African government and going, you haven't used all the tools that are accessible to you to really inform, because what is required is information and education about this disease. So just take a drive into Alex one afternoon. Multitudes and millions of people walking around without masks.
Yeah.
Children playing on the side of the road without masks. And we know just by wearing masks and really social distancing, you go a long way in preventing the spread of this disease. So I will point a finger at government on this one and go, you haven't played your role. And also, even when agencies come up with campaigns, it feels like government's focus has been in other areas rather than in also saying, let's find other ways of ensuring that society continue to remember that even though we've reduced the lockdown levels, the disease has not gone away.
We're being reminded of that with brutal efficacy this evening by as William Keezy, but he can't do it alone either. I think advertising has got a much bigger role to play, and I'm hoping that William Keezy on his way home this evening is listening to us, Boniswa, and we'll be in touch in the morning to say, Boniswa, some work needs to be done here, and please could you do it? Chief Executive of Network BBDO.
I can tell you now, raising my hand, Tumamina Minister,
Tumamina. And it's got to be done, of course, pro bono too, which is because it's Christmas. And give the country a gift. Thank you so much to Boniswa Phezisa this evening, the Chief Executive at Network BBDO.